Good morning, folks, and welcome to Walking the Tightrope of Life. I'm Lena Kirillova, and I get overwhelmed just like all of you. I care about helping people balance out all their worries and stress because I've been there many times throughout my college years. Overwhelmed, sleep-deprived, anxious, not fun feelings, and hopefully some of what we say can help you love and take care of yourself throughout any struggles.
And I'm Hannah Post. I'm also prone to stressors that make life way more difficult than it's meant to be. My worries and anxieties seem to have increased at least slightly with the demands of being a college student and managing day-to-day life, as many others do via jobs, relationships, and other commitments. However, I hope this podcast sheds a little bit of light on practices that experts and other students use to manage their own stressful, busy lives. Larry Shelton is a professor of human development and family studies here at the University of Vermont. However, he would most likely describe himself as a professor of developmentology, as much of his research and studies are focused around the late developmental theorist Yuri Bronfenbrenner. We hope you enjoy Larry's developmentological insights on why students may overload themselves and how you can manage such stress in your life.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Good.
Good. All right, so just a few questions for you about students and their work lives and their workload. The first question is, why do you think students overload themselves?
I think students overload themselves for about the same reasons that everybody else does. Let me preface it by saying I don't think students are much different from everybody else who takes on too much. It starts in high school for many people, continues, and some of us never stop, even in retirement. So I think the basic reasons we overload ourselves is that, or are that, I think there are several reasons. One is that we have lots of interests and lots of opportunities. Most of us, particularly in college and universities, are really interested in lots of things, and we're here to learn, so it's hard for us to turn down opportunities that come up. And I think that we get overloaded because we overestimate how many things we can keep track of. And sometimes we get overloaded because we're not always in charge of what we're responsible for. So we think that we can do just about everything, and then we forget that other people are giving us things to do that we wouldn't necessarily choose, course assignments and things like that. And then I think that we're not very good at keeping track of our responsibilities and how much time we have.
And what would you suggest for students who feel this drive to take on multiple roles or too many roles?
I don't think anybody really wants to take on too many, but we do it.
Right.
And we have to learn to manage our expectations and our time. And there are a couple of things that are pretty standard. One is that a lot of college students don't actually live orderly lives. They don't sleep at regular times, they don't eat a proper diet, they go off and do things that they didn't anticipate they were going to do because they got a good invitation, an opportunity came up. So we don't really have schedules that we stick to, those of us who get involved in too much. And one way to manage that is to have an orderly life. So we get into a routine of knowing when we're going to work, when we're going to sleep, when we're going to play, and have those built into a regular, orderly, I keep coming out, an organized life.
Like structure.
Rather than an unstructured, chaotic life. And then the second thing everybody will tell you is keeping track of everything you have to do and having a planner and a calendar and setting aside time for each of the responsibilities that you have to do. and some of us have lots of lists and still don't keep up with everything. Mm-hmm. My problem is that I can always think of more things to do, and so I'm typically chasing deadlines and feel good if I get things done almost when they're due. And so planning, being aware of how much time you have and how much time you don't have, having a script for yourself for the day or the week and following it, and leaving time built in for having fun, and also time built in for the unexpected. And it's really easy to say that, but it's something that some people do fairly easily. It's something that others of us struggle with a lot.
And now for a fun fact. Did you know that Vermont has the most dairy cows in the country in ratio of cows to people?
Hi, Kalei, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. So I have a couple questions for you.
Yeah, of course.
What has been your overall on-campus experience with balancing different aspects of your life?
Yeah, it's interesting you ask that because it's not easy at all. I think people expect it to be easy. Like I did, I came to college thinking I would have everything under control. Definitely don't, even within my third year. When I first transitioned to college, I struggled so much with homesickness and mental health and trying to get in the flow of classes and homework and new friends, staying connected with family and siblings back at home, self-care for my body and my mind and my spirit, and even like being interested in leadership roles. And I think that I didn't know the resources to use. I didn't know how to use like a planner or a calendar or to go to the Mosaic Center for Students of Color and like ask for help, or like ask my friends to hold me accountable. So I struggled with that a lot. Within my third year, I've gotten a hold of it, but it's still not perfect. But I think that I'm learning to use my resources wisely and learn to say yes to, you know, things that'll help me and no to things that'll hold me back. And that's kind of been helping me balance like all the aspects of my life now.
Awesome, that's really good.
Yeah.
And so do you think your role in the Advising Center has influenced your ability to balance your life in any way?
100%, yes, definitely. I think the Advising Center would also be a resource that I use now in my role within the Advising Center. We have so many different workshops. We have professional development in our staff meetings, which helps a lot with like things like learning how to write a resume or a cover letter or how to interview for a job or internship. Also, the mentorship I've gained with my boss, we've connected a lot. She helps me stay well, make sure I'm taking care of myself, doing my homework. And also with community, just my coworkers. They help me have emotional support, hold me accountable for my homework, for papers. When I'm having a bad day, to lift me up. So it's helped me balance and remind myself to like be okay and take care of my body and also make sure I'm getting my classes and homework done. And lastly, I think just the specific role of like helping other students that come in the Advising Center gives me a daily reminder of how to help myself. For me, I'm a nurturer, so I love to help people, but sometimes I forget about myself. So helping people that come to the Advising Center helps me say, hey, wait, I just told them, I don't know, to use a planner. Maybe make sure I lose my planner as well. So I think that it definitely, yeah, the Advising Center definitely helps.
Awesome, thanks so much.
Of course, thank you.
And now for a fun fact. Did you know that Montpelier is the only state capital without a McDonald's?
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well. All right. Just a couple questions for you about your experience balancing some different roles on campus.
Okay.
All right. So the first question, what has been your overall on-campus experience with balancing different aspects of your life?
It's definitely been an ongoing, like, uphill battle that I've gotten better at over the years. Mm-hmm. Like, freshman year started off pretty bad, didn't have those skills coming from high school, balancing all my work. And as I aged a little bit, took a little bit more classes, I slowly understood more and more how I could balance my school life, my academic life, and my social life to not feel, like, super pressed down by all the work that college presents to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. I always just try to not spread myself too far.
Awesome.
And a big thing is I got a planner, mm-hmm. and I don't always worry about all the projects that are due in a semester. I take it 1 or 2 weeks at a time, That way I don't always look at the future and I don't feel completely overwhelmed by everything I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that definitely leads us into our next question. What practices or strategies do you think overwhelmed students would benefit from?
I think you always have to make sure to hang out with people at least once or twice a week. You got to make sure that school isn't the only thing in your life, or else you're not looking forward to anything at the end of the day.
That's true.
And there's less motivation to get through the day, and that makes it just harder to learn. And then also, you got to, like I said, you got to take it one week at a time. You can't think about all the 20 projects you got to do in the next 3-4 weeks. You got to think about the 2 projects you're going to do that week and how you're going to get them done. And then you can sort those out easy. You just got to take it one step at a time and you'll get it done.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
You are not alone in your stress, but the important thing is to stay positive. We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. Mark Twain.